Good morning, everyone. Welcome to day 9 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. As we settle into anticipating the cold and the snow, it's not happening right now. So let's begin by just taking a deep breath in, long, slow breath out. Take a moment to settle into your body, into your space, present moment awareness, feeling that sense of ground underneath you. And continuing our discussion, of the right view or being with things the way they are, today's focus is the present moment. The power of just being in the present moment as a way to sort of cut through that energy of wanting. Wanting things to be different from how they are. And so just the power of being able to bring ourselves back into the present moment, to just notice what's actually happening right now, rather than what we want to happen, which is usually happening in our heads. Looking towards the future, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. When I get this, it's going to be great. I want that, and when I get it, it's going to be fabulous. Or just ruminating about the past. But really, the power of being able to bring ourselves into the present moment can be really helpful in that circumstance. And I wanted to offer this quote from Jon Kabat-Zinn, the founder of mindfulness-based stress reduction. I love this quote. He says, "The only time you ever have in which to learn anything, see anything, or feel anything, or express any feeling or emotion, or respond to an event, or grow, or heal, is this moment, because this is the only moment any of us ever gets. You're only here now. You're only alive in this moment." So let that be the ground of your practice today. And really leaning into the power of being able to let go of our thoughts about future or past, and really investigating what's happening right now. And just one more thing I wanted to say. A friend of mine who's going through something kind of difficult, her husband got diagnosed with cancer, and she called me, and we've been friends for a long time. She said, "Liz, okay, what's one thing I need to know about how to handle this situation?" And she goes, "Oh, my little Buddhist friend, you'll have something to say." And I said, "Well, when you find yourself getting caught up and scared and freaked out about the situation, see if you can pause and ask yourself, is anything bad actually happening right now?" As a way to just bring yourself back into the present moment. And oftentimes, nothing bad is actually happening right now. It's actually not sub-zero temperatures right now. Or there isn't 18 inches of snow right now. There might be in the future. So when you find yourself caught up, you can ask yourself, is anything bad actually happening right now? Let's practice. Again, finding your seat, feeling that sense of ground, paying attention to the body, letting the thinking mind just rest into the body, because the body's always happening now. And then from that sense of being grounded, feel the length of your back, upright but not rigid. Not too loose, not too tight. Really just being able to be in the middle of the experience that's actually happening right now. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed so there's a sense of opening and softening in front. Connecting to that tender heart, our sense of care for ourselves and others. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. And allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and connection of our practice together right now.